love conflicts. That is the reflection of the day. I was having a conversation today with my daughter who reached out to me because she was watching a movie of one of her rock and roll metal artists, and she learned that there are things about him that she really did not like and totally disapproved with some of the things that she learned that he did. This person that she was idolizing ended up doing things that were not that pretty. And he ended up using drugs and alcohol. And while under the influence, he was able to create amazing music, but at the same time, he was able to also be abusive sometimes to women. And she says, I feel like I should not love him anymore the way that I have felt. I didn't know this part of him. And I said to my daughter that, you know what? Everyone is capable of darkness. Everyone is capable of doing something especially while they're under the influence. And it's not an excuse, it's an explanation. But the conflict in life is that the people that we love, they also are people that are broken and they're imperfect. And we learn to love them. We don't need to accept their behavior if it's an abusive behavior, if it's, we can rebel against that or we can make sure that we don't follow it. But at the same time, there are people in our own family that we love that we also are in conflict because they might be doing things that we don't necessarily agree. But I was thinking in speaking with her about the fact that love, there's always conflict in love. You love people, but at the same time, sometimes you don't like the person that you love. At times, they might do things that you are not going to agree. But ultimately, if they're good souls and they make mistakes, then that makes them human because that's who we are. So love conflict, I believe, exists in every human being because we are imperfect. It was a beautiful conversation, and I was thinking, reflect on this. Reflect on those people that you love deeply, but at the same time, they're imperfect people. And sometimes we want to make them perfect, but they're not. They're not. So we have to accept. And the idea is to make sure that there is, the core of that human being is a good human being. So let's reflect, reset, and reconnect.